Hey guys, welcome to Hooked on Crime Pod, the podcast where we talk about hooks and crooks. I am your host, Henny, and I know it's the first time this year and it's October. I'm sorry. I'm gonna do an episode about crochet. It's been a while. I love crochet. I get kind of caught up in the true crime cases because I just find them so interesting, and I know that my audience is based a lot on crocheters that love true crime as well, but I really need to get back into doing some more crochet episodes. So let's get into it. We're going to talk about some of my favorite crochet tips. Let's start with organization. You know, that sounds simple, but if you have ever had to untangle what I refer to as a yarn explosion, you'll know that organization actually helps prevent that tangle. So what I have started doing is, I went to like the dollar store or whatever, and I got some of the little hair ties, and I actually just like stretched those over the balls of yarn to kind of keep the loose end in check and keep it against the ball. And then I take and I bag the balls of yarn in big Ziploc bags. Try and do it by like, if there's a special yarn that I have for a project, I'll put the yarns for that in one bag. Similar colors, similar types of yarn, stuff like that. You can organize that any way you want. I have where I had started organizing it by color, and then I organized some by project, and then I organized some by type. So there's a method to the madness, but yeah, it's not great. It's anybody else could look at it and be like, what the hell are you doing? And I'll just be like, no, trust me. I know what I'm doing. Okay, so I also take my bags that have the balls of yarn in them, and I put them in the big totes. I have big totes with lids on them to kind of help corral all of the yarn. And then this way, you know, I need a box that has this in it, and just pull out the box and then look for that bag. It makes it a lot easier for me. Now let's move on to stitch markers. Yeah, so I used to not use stitch markers. I lived very dangerously and have some pretty wonky amigurumi to show for it. So, you know, I used to go buy stitch markers at the store, and those things are pricey. And I don't know, every time I actually buy stitch markers and put the money into buying the little plastic stitch markers, I lose them. They go missing. So what I've started doing is I use bobby pins. You can get a big pack of bobby pins on Amazon for like $5 and have like 500 bobby pins. You know, so I use bobby pins, paper clips, pieces of yarn, you know, stuff like that, that I know, you know, I can move up easily. I can keep track of what I'm doing. Also, you know, if it's something small, I'm still not great about using stitch markers on something small. Like, if it's just 10 rows of 10, I'm going to count to 100. You know, if it's something like that, I don't really use a stitch marker. But if it's 12 rows of 300, no, I'm using a stitch marker. I don't really know of a pattern where you're working in the round of 12 rows of 300, but you get what I'm saying. So yeah, stitch markers, you can use a lot of other things other than those little plastic stitch markers. So we're gonna do ad break and come right back. Hey guys, our spotlight artist for October and November is Tanya Corbet. She is an amigurumi artist that, when I say artist, I actually mean the things she makes look like art. They are fantastic. She has a horror cat collection that is amazing. And she has a pattern for a sandworm that is 4 feet long. And that blows my mind. So I think y'all should check her out. Go to Etsy and search for Tan Flow Con Crochet, which TANFLOWCON Crochet, Ravelry.com/designers/TANYCORBEIL, and Facebook.com/FLOWCON Crochet. Hope you guys have a great day and check out our crochet artist because she's awesome. Hey guys. So we have talked about how picky I am with my hair before. And if you've listened to my ads, you know that Allison Crawford had done my hair for a long time. Well, sadly, Miss Allie moved on. She is no longer cutting hair, but she did put me in touch with someone who made me feel so wonderful. And I still, like, my self-esteem is negative 20 on good days. But when I look in the mirror now, I still am like, ooh, I look pretty cute. And my daughter, Crime Kid, and I both cried when we got our hair done, by her. It's just, she's wonderful. Look for Cara Danielle at The Foilery, which is at 217 West Center Street in Holly Springs, North Carolina. You can go on Instagram at CARA_DANIELE_HAIR. And you can get a hold of her at 919-602-8962. And I 100 out of 10 recommend. So please give her a call today and go get your hair done and you can feel beautiful too. Okay, we're back. So, YouTube. Utilize YouTube as a tool for learning new stitches. There are so many fantastic crochet channels that they show you how to do basically any stitch you can think of. If there's a stitch that your pattern calls for, say, you know, the moss stitch or the quintuple, triple, treble. I don't know if that's an actual stitch, but I'm just, you know, you can type in whatever and there is somebody on YouTube that can teach you how to do that stitch. Like something that I learned off YouTube pretty recently, which is one of my other tips, is learn how to do the magic ring. That's a game changer because I love to make the little amigurumis and I think it makes a starting ring look so much nicer. I used to do where I do like two chains to start and do everything in that first chain, but I feel like some of my older pieces almost look like they have a pucker to them from pulling that. I don't know, I think the magic ring makes it look nicer. And yeah, so I actually learned how to crochet from watching YouTube. So YouTube is like my go-to when it comes to learning new things. Oh, like another tip, foundation stitches. Y'all, game changer. They are so much better for me than starting with a chain and stitching into the chain. I suck at that and I hate it. Like, I wouldn't make blankets for the longest time because you have like 400 chains. Maybe not that many, but I mean, if, I guess if you're making like a California King with DK yarn. But you have, you know, a couple hundred chains and you have to go back and do a single crochet in each of those chains. I hate that. So, learning foundation stitches is amazing. If you don't have scissors, you can use nail clippers. I actually prefer to use nail clippers when I have my crochet bag because I have reached in to grab something and actually stabbed myself with my scissors. I am not a graceful person. Like, I don't, I'm very accident prone. So I have actually stabbed myself with scissors before, just reaching in to get something out of my bag. So yeah, you for sure lessen your risk of, impaling your hand if you use clippers. Also, if you have any question about, oh, are these scissors too long to take on an airplane or traveling or whatever, nail clippers, seriously, just, they're awesome. So yeah, I have nail clippers for my yarn, for sure. Store your unfinished projects with something that says what hook you were using. I always end up using a different hook from what a pattern calls for. I don't know why I'm like that, but I'm just a mess, okay? So I have ripped out a lot of projects, like a lot of projects, because I couldn't remember what hook I used. And then I saw this like little hack on TikTok. TikTok is kind of interesting for crochet. I can't lie. I mean, once you get past like all of the, I don't know, little people doing their little dances and shit, like look up crochet on TikTok. It's pretty cool. Anyway, so you can make like little charms to put on your project so that way you can know what hook you're using. You just get like the cheap plastic beads that have like the letters or the numbers or whatever on them. So that way you know which hook size you have. Because I know some people go by like, oh, 8mm or, oh, it's a size L or whatever. And this way you can just put whatever you want to on a piece of string, a piece of yarn. You tie it to your working end, like your little working loop. And then, you know, it's not going to unravel because it's on that loop. And this way, you know what hook you have. Because I'm telling y'all, I have wasted hundreds of hours working on projects and not putting my hook with it or putting something that says what the hook is. So yeah, this made it a lot easier for me. Oh, another thing you could do is you could take like those little lobster claw clasps, like the ones for necklaces, and you could tie one of those charms, like for letter, number, whatever you want to use it on there, and then just kind of hook that on your working yarn. Yeah, it's a game changer. Also, if you have like little amigurumi pieces, I love making those. I love making little stuffed animals and stuff. You could put all of the pieces for that project in a Ziploc bag. So A, you're not losing all the pieces. B, you can just take and write, oh, I'm using an E hook or a 3.75 or whatever on the bag, and you've got everything together. Also, if you're getting ready for, say, a craft show, or you sell your amigurumi in, you know, like online or however, if you need to make multiples of one part, say you're making 12 dolls. So you make 12 left arms all in a row. You make all of the single parts from the pattern at once. So 12 left arms, 12 right arms, 12 heads. Like, you get the idea. And then you bag those pieces. And once you get done, then you sew them all together at once. That is so much easier for me than making one complete one. You know, if I have to make 12 stuffed animals, like 12 stuffed bears, then I make all of the ears, put those in bags, all of the arms, put those in bags, the heads, the bodies, whatever, and then I sew them all at once. It's so much easier for me. But yeah, those are some of my crochet tips. Hopefully they work for you. You guys probably already do this stuff. If you don't, then, I mean, hopefully they work for you. But hope you guys have a great day, and y'all stay safe and get to hooking. Bye.